You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
Welcome, everyone, to the Strategy Show on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Liz Lynch of SmartNetworking.com and the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. In my business, I work with established companies and professional service firms who have great expertise but aren't yet generating all the business they deserve. I show them how to attract maximum clients with minimum effort. On every episode of the Strategy Show, I bring you the success tips, tools, resources, and mindset that I share with my own clients. We cover topics like how to raise your profile, how to be seen as an expert, how to create strategic relationships, and how to find new ways to reach out to your market and generate more income. If you have questions on any of these topics, I'd love to answer them. The best thing to do is to post them on my Facebook fan page, and I'll do my very best to answer them on this show. Go to www.lizlynchfan.com, click the like button at the top of the page, and post your question on my wall. I look forward to hearing from you and interacting with you. As much as social media allows me to stay in touch with my network, no matter where in the world I am, I still make a concerted effort to get out and be seen in person on a regular basis, and I love reconnecting with friends old and new face-to-face. While lots of folks like to get out to local mixers or go to weekly or monthly events sponsored by the professional associations, I prefer to consolidate my face-to-face networking at big multi-day conferences a few times a year. While most of the time I'll try to attend as a speaker, and that takes my networking to a whole new level, I still get huge value when I go as a participant, and you can too. So why attend conferences? Well, first is the issue of quantity. Not only do multi-day conferences attract a lot of people, they also provide so many different opportunities to meet them during meals, at breaks, after hours, in the breakout sessions. At my own live events, like my Monetize Your Expertise event, I also incorporate different group and partner exercises to allow participants to get to know each other's businesses, goals, and challenges, and provide opportunities for feedback and support. Quality also comes into play because conferences can cost several hundred and sometimes thousands of dollars to attend. They'll often attract business owners and professionals at a different stage of their business or career than events that are free. So if you want to tap into a more affluent crowd, it can be well worth the investment. But of course, you have to know how to make the most of the conference to get a good return of your time, your energy, and your money. So here are five things you must do before you even walk in the door to give you the greatest chance of success. Number one, choose your event strategically. Think about the kinds of events that would attract your target prospects, as well as those that would attract target partners, other businesses with whom you can develop referral relationships or collaborations. To find events, do a keyword search online or ask your network about the kinds of conferences they attend. Don't choose events based just on cost. If your budget is tight, you can often get substantial discounts by registering early or going with a friend and splitting the costs. Number two, plan to connect with as many people as possible. That means try to get to the event for any organized activities the night before and participate in everything while you're there. At a multi-day conference, people want to network, so they'll tend to be more open and approachable and ready to talk about their businesses, but also ready to find out more about you. Number three, bring plenty of business cards, more than you think. It's always better to have extra than to run out. And if possible, put your picture on them, because when your contacts get home and they sort through the stack of cards they've collected, it will be so much easier to remember you and the conversation they had with you if your face is on your card. Number four, put a follow-up system in place. Before you leave for the event, think about how you're going to follow up with the people you want to meet and that people that you do meet. So you don't waste days after you get back trying to figure out what to do. So what's your plan? Will you try to connect via LinkedIn? Well, then you better have your profile complete and up to date to make sure you have your best foot forward. Will you send a personal note? Well, then go buy the note cards and stamps right now, or sign up for a system like Sendout Cards that lets you send a physical card through an online interface. Make it easy on yourself. And here's number 5. Prep your elevator pitch. You always want to be ready with a confident and compelling answer to the question, what do you do? Because people are going to ask that. Ideally, your elevator pitch should include the kinds of clients you work with as well as your key objectives for the event. I mean, share what you hope to get out of the conference, and if you share that with enough people, you actually just might get the help that you need. So really think about setting aside part of your budget to attend big events and conferences, because if you aren't generating enough clients from the local networking that you do and social media hasn't made up a difference, it may be time to add a conference or two to your repertoire. If you're looking for more ways to maximize your face-to-face networking, then you ought to be part of the Smart Networking community. Come join me on my Facebook fan page, stop by and say hi, introduce yourself, post questions for me, and let's engage and interact. The easiest way to get there is to go to www.lizlynchfan.com. And if you're a Twitter person, you can find me there too. My Twitter handle is Liz_Lynch. And don't forget the underscore. So if you'd like to get the latest business growth, news, and resources, and be the first to hear of new articles, programs, and tools that we're releasing into the market, then go to smartnetworking.com and enter your name and email address so we can keep you up to date. I look forward to sharing more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies on the next episode of The Strategy Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Signing off for now, this is Liz Lynch of smartnetworking.com, helping you attract maximum clients with minimum effort. Thanks for listening.
This is the ePodcast Network.